It is Mind Food Radio, now a topic that really does affect a growing number of women. And here to shed a little more light on endometriosis is accredited naturopath Polly Ray. Hello, Polly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, this is a word that I didn't actually really, I wasn't really aware of exactly what endometriosis was until I was sort of quite a bit older, like probably into my 30s. What exactly is endometriosis?
Yeah, endometriosis, it is heard a lot, and it's because it's a growing problem, like you say. There are many more people and many more women who are experiencing it. Endometriosum is the lining of the uterus, and basically has a really important role in maintaining the integrity of the uterine cavity, so keeping it nice and strong, and it provides that nice environment for a growing embryo when an egg is fertilized. So endometriosis is the abnormal growth of that lining. So in, let's say, a healthy woman, each month we have the shedding of that lining, which we know as the menstrual cycle. And when that happens normally, we go into the next month with the beginning again and we shed it again. For those women who experience endometriosis, that lining isn't all shed and you get a build-up. And with each month, you get another build-up. So you get this abnormal growth, and that's the endometriosis. It gets to a point where it grows so out of control that it will start to look for places to sort of settle, I suppose, and it goes outside of the uterus. And you start to see it growing into the bowel and further down even into the extremities. And as you can imagine, you've now got tissue that's sitting in areas of the body where it doesn't belong and it doesn't have a function. So it causes chaos.
Now, I've got one of my closest girlfriends, a mother, a sister, and numerous other people that I know that have suffered, and they do suffer from this. Mm. It is exceptionally painful, isn't it?
It's really painful, and you know, I don't like to use the word suffer in terms of conditions because I think then you sort of become a victim, but you're absolutely right. With endometriosis, I do think that you suffer from this condition. It's excruciating for the women who experience it, and they are bedridden for a lot of the time, and often the cycle is so unpredictable that they're not just bedridden for, say, a week of the month. They can be really paralyzed by the condition, by the pain, for a lot of days throughout the month. I did actually read somewhere a number, 89 million women worldwide, and I don't know how accurate that is, but there are a lot of people who are diagnosed with it, and then there are a lot of people who don't actually know that they've got this condition and they're just going through the symptoms. And it also is often misdiagnosed as irritable bowel syndrome because of its influence on the bowel.
Okay, now obviously you're a naturopath, so we're going to talk about what we're putting into our body to try and help the people that do have endometriosis. Obviously, the precursor is it would be better if they could have these things prior, which would make it better. But what are some of the things that these women can imbibe or ingest to help alleviate their symptoms?
Sure. So, whether it's the cause or the effect, I'm not sure, but the scenario is that there's high estrogens in the body. So in terms of lifestyle and your environment, you really want to reduce the things that you've got around you that are those chemicals that we know are called xenoestrogens, like your plastics and things. But in terms of what you put in your body, you can sort of counteract that with what we call phytoestrogens. And these are chemicals that are found in foods which mimic the role of estrogen in the body. So you might think, well, hang on a second, there's so much estrogen, why are we putting more estrogen-like compounds into our body? But our body sort of says, oh, I'll prefer to use those plant estrogens over these really foreign estrogen-like chemicals that are coming from our environment. And that's a good thing because we sort of in that way prioritize and we get rid of those foreign estrogens. So foods that contain those phytoestrogens are things like flax seeds, which are also really good because they not only have the phytoestrogens, they also have high levels of omega-3 fatty acids, so they'll help with all of the inflammation that's going on in the body with this condition. Your Brassicaceae families, which are your Brussels sprouts, your cauliflower and your cabbages, they're really high in indole-3 carbonyl, which is this compound which helps the liver to sort of process and get rid of all of the excess estrogen. So I would be adding those to your diet, but especially with those broccoli and the cauliflower, make sure that they're cooked slightly. Eating them at least in high amounts and raw can actually sedate the thyroid. So we don't really want that to happen. There's a bit of an influence with thyroid in terms of endometriosis as well. So do have those diet, those foods in high amounts in your diet, but make sure you cook them slightly as well.
Okay, but not so much so that the cauliflower's grey like my nana used to do, because that's horrendous. So what we're talking about is light stir fry, maybe.
Light stir fry or a light steam. Keep a little bit of crunch to it. Just don't have it raw every day. People add them to smoothies, for example, which is great, but having that every day, given that they're raw in the smoothie, I wouldn't recommend that. Just take that real crispness out of it.
Right. Well, Polly Ray, naturopath, thank you so much for shedding a little more light on what is an ever-growing problem.
My pleasure.